Notice verse 31, "And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, 'Had Zimri peace, who slew his master?'" She says, "Can't we get together and talk this over? Come up and see me sometimes." That's what she's saying. And notice this man. He lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who's on my side? Who?" There looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down. Some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. He was unmoved, untouched. He was without pity and without mercy. And notice this, she does not awe Jehu. She has no appeal for him. He does not even respect her. He said, "Throw her down." They threw her down. She bounced like a rubber ball and broke open like a ripe watermelon. This is the most frightful, terrible, and vivid picture in all the annals of tragedy. Hammond says history presents no parallel to such an indignity. It's truly unprecedented. A queen mother should be treated with respect. Now notice, verse 34, "When he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, 'Go see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter.'" How could he enjoy a hearty meal after he had done this awful thing? Frankly, he's a fiend in human form. He's a rough soldier. No courtesy, no chivalry, just crude ambition. Not shrink from any crime. He's depraved and degraded, and it's briefly related in the remainder of the story. He sends them out to bury her, but the dogs had already eaten her. They found only the skull and the palm of her hands, and the dogs had had a big gourmet meal also. My friend, there's no laughter in heaven because of this, and there's no mourning either. The seraphim are saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts," and the angels proclaim, "Just and righteous, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her." And a holy God is vindicated. And the psalmist had said, "Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, and it's fulfilled." God says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And now judgment has come upon the house of Ahab. And that's not all.